the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A fine Monday afternoon, a fine guest live via Zoom. He is Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin Chair. Ben, appreciate you sticking around. Got a few more topics I'd like to take up with you, like redistricting. I see there will be a consideration of the Ever-submitted maps on a 4-3 ruling, Hagedorn with the Liberals. The congressional Republicans will not be able to submit their third crack at a map or something. That has been rejected. But Ben, we don't even know what maps these candidates are going to be running on. And other than top of the ticket, other than the governor and the Senate race, everybody else has got to worry about the district they may live in and may hope to represent. That's going to make for some anxious candidates or candidates in waiting.
There are definitely some anxious candidates in waiting. The thing is that this partisan Supreme Court made a hugely consequential decision, which is that they said that when the new maps are finalized, they will use a least changes approach to choosing what those new map lines will be. And what that means is, you know, it's required by law that every district have the same number of people, for example. They're going to make as few changes as necessary to meet the law. But in 2010, when Republicans had total control of the state government, 2011, and Republicans had a trifecta, they moved 1/3 of the state's voters into new districts. That was like a most changes redistricting. That was redistricting to absolutely maximize Republican partisan advantage. And so now our state Supreme Court saying they'll use a least changes model is just saying they're going to essentially, move right around at the edges to preserve this Republican power lock-in. It is a nakedly partisan decision that nobody would wake up in the morning and say, you take some of the worst maps in the country, in the world, that have been derided by international democracy watchdogs calling Wisconsin a democracy desert. You don't make the least possible changes to those if you're trying to preserve democracy in our state. But that's what our state Supreme Court has done. So some candidates will be in districts that they don't currently live in, but probably most of them are still going to be right smack in the middle of pretty gerrymandered maps that Republicans have put in place.
In some small part because of urban and rural makeup, the Democrats are going to be disadvantaged regardless of whose maps are taken up by the state or federal courts, for that matter. How do you go about, is it the Democratic Party's job to help recruit candidates for future anticipated districts? I got to think this is... It's a hard metric. How do you know who the right candidate for the third or the second or the first or whatever if you're not quite sure if they live in those districts?
It is tough, especially for people that might live near the edge of a district. They literally don't know, you know, which district they're going to be in when the filing deadline comes. So what we can do, what we are doing, and certainly what our partners in the Assembly Democratic Caucus and State Senate Democratic Caucus are doing, is talking to people who might be up for it and trying to, you know, explain what it would be like, help their families think through what the process would look like, map out what the steps in a campaign would be. And then once the lines are finalized, then people actually decide whether to jump in. This is just a critical moment. If someone's listening right now is thinking about running for state legislature, I would say get started, start laying the groundwork so that if the lines fall in a way that it makes sense for you to run, you can jump in with both feet. Because these state legislative races will determine, once again, whether Republicans get a supermajority that allows them to run roughshod over democracy, or whether we actually have a voice in making sure that a reelected Governor Tony Evers can veto terrible Republican legislation. We have 1-seat margin in the state Senate to prevent a Republican supermajority. We have a 5-seat margin in the state Assembly to prevent Republican supermajority. That means that if you're someone who's thinking about volunteering or running, you could make the difference in preventing Republican supermajorities from totally overriding democracy in our state. It's a superpower that you have right now. And, get all charged up and at the starting line so that once the district lines are finalized, you can roar off the starting mark.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Ben Wickler. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Ben, the big lie, the rigged election, as Donald Trump would have described it. I mean, he's been whining about this since before the election. We obviously know what happened on January 6th. Right here in the state of Wisconsin, there were 15 Republican legislators that wrote a letter to the vice president on January 5th, including guys like Dave Murphy, Andre Jacques, Shea Sortwell, lots of other names to continue naming. But they effectively said, let's delay. Let's see if we can get this kicked back to the state legislature and overturn the electoral outcome in the state of Wisconsin. And while that was going on, there were 10 false electors, including a guy named Bob Spindell, who happens to be a Wisconsin elections commissioner. To my perception, that was just fraud perpetrated on the people of Wisconsin, or at least it was an attempted fraud. What is the role of naming these seditionist Republicans' names over and over again, and how important do you think that is? What is more important, accentuating what it is that Joe Biden and the Dems have delivered, or holding Republicans accountable for their insurrectionist, domestic terrorist ways, Ben, to your opinion?
So, I mean, I think this is a both-and situation. What I try to do is I try to use my fury about the Sedition Caucus, about Republicans trying to run roughshod over democracy, this the most kind of sacred part of our entire system of government. I try to use my fury about that as fuel to fight the fight, do the organizing, do the communicating and social media and all the different pieces of work that we have to do, especially talking to voters one-on-one, on the phone, at their doors, to make the case to people that the thing that they care about, whatever that thing is most, maybe it's the schools their kids go to or the water that they drink, maybe it's the air they breathe or the roads that they drive on, the thing they care about, that is at stake in this election, and the Democrats are going to deliver better than Republicans. So some people like us, like I'm sure most of the people listening right now, think that it is absolutely critical we defend our Constitution and our country. And we got to use the energy that comes from that to go after and hold accountable the people that tried to mess it up. But to make them maximally accountable, we have to go after them in the ways that will move the voters that they are relying on. And for some people, the fact that Republicans like Ron Johnson keeps giving themselves giant tax cuts, with money that should be going into the pockets of middle class people, is actually the most effective argument. If that's the most effective argument, that's the argument we should make, because these people need to be out of office and not in a position to overthrow the 2024 presidential election the way they tried to do in 2020.
Wickler, how do we address the Gabelman problem, the witch hunt, the corrupted former Supreme Court justice? I can give you like 1 minute, sir.
So Gabelman is doing the bidding of one man, and that man is Robin Voss. And what Robin Voss wants to do is he wants to kick up a bunch of dust, call it smoke, and say that where there's smoke, there must be fire, and it's time to bring the fire extinguisher and change Wisconsin election law. We have to stop him at the pass from actually changing the law to rig elections for Republicans. And the best way to do that is to reelect our governor, re-elect Tony Evers, and make sure Republicans don't get supermajorities in the state legislature. That is the ultimate rebuke to Michael Gabelman's ugly, ugly conspiracy theory mongering.
Democratic Party Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler, it's going to be a busy year. Don't be a stranger. And don't forget, on this big show, Tuesday, Mandela Barnes; Wednesday, Senator Tammy Baldwin; Thursday, senatorial candidate Peter Pekarsky; and Friday, Tom Nelson's going to be a big week. Devil's Advocates, thank you, Ben Wickler. The rest of you, stick around. Earl Ingram is next.